Here come the Tiger King sexy costumes.
Oh, of course they have to be sexy, don't they?
Of course.
So there are two that were just released. There's a Tiger Queen and Coolest Cat costumes.
Oh, God. These are all for women, though, right? They're not guy costumes.
I mean, you can rock it if you're feeling it, baby. Do you?
That's true. And then I could perform at bachelor parties.
There you go. Make some money. So, Tiger Queen costume is basically a female Joe Exotic, minus the mullet and bad facial hair. It does have a stuffed tiger, though, on the shoulder. So, you have a little stuffed animal attached to the shoulder. And then the Coolest Cat is, well, just a generic sexy tiger outfit. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I take it there are no costumes that are sexy that make you look like Carol Baskin.
Yeah, there's no Carol Baskin outfit.
Hey, we might have more details on this next week, but I do want to mention ID is doing a undercover, like, trying to find the body series. Next thing you know, the TV channel ID for Tiger King. They're going to be trying to troll the lake for his body.
Really?
It's been 30 years. You think his body's still around?
Bones,
or 20 or whatever. I don't know.
So, obviously, I'm thinking the Tiger King outfits, that's going to be, like, the most popular costume this year, right?
I would think it's going to be one. It's going to be way, way up there, yeah.
I'm looking at a list of some other 2020 top Halloween costumes. They're saying characters from Frozen are still super, super popular with kids. The Frozen characters. I love seeing this. The everyday heroes are going to be huge this year, obviously due to the pandemic. So I'm talking doctors and nurses and the frontline workers. A lot of people are going to dress up as them.
It's funny. Well, come on now. That sexy nurse costume, I mean...
Never goes out of style, baby.
Never. I mean, but when's the last time you saw a nurse that was wearing fishnet stockings? I mean, really? I mean, real nurse.
I'd be getting sick all the time. I mean, back to the hospital again, I'd be breaking my own arm. Like,
My friend Kelly is a nurse. Every time I see her, she's in scrubs. I've never seen her walk in a short white skirt and, like, super sexy lingerie. I'm like, Kelly, are you supposed to be in fishnet stockings? You just got off work.
Maybe underneath the scrubs she has those on.
And then what's up with that little white hat? They haven't worn that in
since the 50s. So last hour of the Big Money Minute, we got 9 out of 9. We didn't make it to the 10th question. Time ran out. Can you get 10 out of 10? $1,000 will be yours if so. So make sure you have signed up at 997now.com, and then we could be calling you in the next 3 minutes to play the Big Money Minute on Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Alex in the city. Good morning, Alex. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Junior.
Yes, yay! There we go. How has it felt this week with this gorgeous weather we're finally getting?
Oh, my gosh. It feels like I can breathe again.
I know.
Isn't it nice? Did you see me on Instagram yesterday washing my car in the middle of the city?
With no clothes on?
I might have to do the same thing today.
Yes, with no clothes on, Benny. I had clothes on. I did not wear a shirt, though. I was wearing a mask and no shirt. It was pretty hot.
Well, Alex, good morning. Let's see if we can slide you $1,000, 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. We got 9 out of 9 last hour because we only made it through 9. Let's try to go 10 for 10 right now, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Come on.
Ready, set, go.
How many sides does a triangle have?
3.
Stars and Stripes is the nickname of the flag of which country?
The American flag.
If you have 11 dimes, how much money do you have?
11 dimes. That would be $1.10.
Spell refundable.
R-E-F-U-N-D-A-B-L-E.
True or false, Hercules is in the Bay Area.
True.
Which planet has the most rings around it?
Saturn.
Elaine and Kramer, their characters in what show?
Seinfeld.
What Bay Area team does Matt Chapman play for?
Oh, pass.
Which Disney princess had a pet pig?
A pet pig. Moana?
JC, they're the initials for which U.S. president?
Jimmy Carter.
Art, you need to give me 10 more seconds. We just would have came back. So we would have got the Matt Chapman.
We did it again. You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess who Matt Chapman plays for?
The A's?
Yes!
Oh, God, my gosh.
No, God, please, no!
What a good guess. I don't know who the hell Matt Chapman is.
Oh, my
I cannot believe
gosh.
This.
No. The buzzer got you. It's Matt Chapman plays for the A's. So for the second hour in a row, we got 9 out of 10 right. You're an amazing player, Alex. I'm sorry we can't give you the money.
Oh, man.
So sorry.
You know, give me a reason to wake up this morning. All good.
And we love you for listening. We always see you being active with us on social media. So thank you for that and have a great day, okay? Mm.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day, you guys.
At the very least, Art, you could take her some coffee or something. Send her some kind of...
Yeah, you got Dash Pass. Send her some coffee. All right. Hang on, Alex. We'll get you hooked up with something.
Oh, that's so frustrating. Speaking of that, real quick, you know that Art had a meltdown last night because Dash Pass was down? Like, DoorDash was down?
Yeah, I had to make my own food. It was terrible.
He couldn't get food delivered. He was complaining about it all morning.
He made sloppy joes for dinner.
They were not sloppy joes. They were a very nice recipe of some ground meat. Okay?
All right, we taking a commercial break? Are we commercial free over there, producer?
We are taking a commercial break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Love Trap Follow-Up.
Tuesday was an emotional one in the love trap. TJ admitted to being unfaithful to his girlfriend, Carissa. But he also said he had another bombshell admission to make once we got off the air. We have an idea of what that is. Before we follow up with Carissa and check in with her, let's go ahead and give you a clip from Tuesday's love trap.
Can you send them to Lily?
To Lily?
Yes.
All right, and I'll get Lily's address here in a moment. We can also attach a little card with the flowers. You know, either way, we'll put to Lily from TJ, but did you want to personalize something? You could write a few sentences if you'd like.
Yeah, can you put, I know this has been difficult, but I will be here to hold your hand through it, and everything's going to work out.
May I ask what it is you're going to be holding her hand through?
Just something that me and her are going through.
Well, that's what I gathered. Hey, TJ, you're actually live on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. You are on what is called the Love Trap. It's where we try to catch Bay Area cheaters. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. And also on the phone line with us is your girlfriend, Carissa, who reached out to us because, well, she's noticed you've been acting super weird lately. Carissa, are you there?
Who's Lily?
Carissa?
Yeah, it's me. What's going on?
What are you doing on the phone?
Are you kidding me?
I just explained it.
Who is Lily, TJ? You completely shut me out, and I have no idea what you're going through because you won't tell me. So what am I supposed to do? Who is Lily?
I think we should not talk about this on the radio. We should do it.
You won't talk to me anytime, other time.
Carissa, you really want to do this now?
Yes. Yes, I do. Just get it over. I mean, whatever it is, I can't keep doing this. I can't.
All right, fine. Well, look, when you were away, I made a mistake. I had kind of an affair, and I was lonely and stupid, and it resulted in something that I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life.
In terms of guilt or losing Carissa, or what are you talking about?
Guilt and other things, too.
What do you mean, other things? What, the rest of our... Is she pregnant? You got another girl pregnant when I was visiting my dying grandfather?
Did you, TJ?
This is all I'm going to say on the radio. We need to... Let's just talk in private. I want this to end. I want to get off the phone.
You don't even tell me.
I want to talk in
guilty.
Private. Carissa, I think we should just talk in private. This isn't
you're like cold.
Carissa, I think we should actually take this call off the air, though, myself. So can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. That was heavy. Carissa joins us again for a Love Trap follow-up. Hi, Carissa.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So normally I ask you how you're doing, but I think we know how you're doing. This can't have been a good week.
Yeah, I've just been crying. Yeah. He finally like confirmed that while I was gone, he stupidly downloaded a dating app because he was he was lonely. Oh, my God. And he thought he would just chat on it, apparently. But I guess he ended up meeting this woman, and they had sex 2 or 3 times, and she got pregnant. And he said he's been acting so weird and at his mom so much because he was trying to figure out what to do. And his mom, she called the other day. She's been really sweet and supportive. And this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. And he's like begging for forgiveness and really wants to be together.
I don't know, Carissa. Let me start by saying that, you know, we are so, so sorry. But 2 questions here. One is, do you think that you can truly forgive? And secondly, do you have it in you and are you prepared to help raise this child? Because that is what you would be doing.
I don't know. I'm not ready to be... even if I were ready to, like, be, like, a mom to somebody else's kid...
Right, not under these circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know how you forgive and move on.
I mean, how do you... And does that make me a bad person? Like, if I'm not...
No.
I mean,
hell no.
The baby's... It's not the baby's fault, you know, that my boyfriend's a liar and cheater. But I don't know. It's so hard to think, and I'm so tired. I'm just so tired.
I mean, I'm sure you've gotten no sleep over the last 2 or 3 days.
Do you have people in your life that you can lean on and talk to right now? And have you been doing that? Your mom or friends or siblings?
No. I mean, well, yeah... they would be there for me, but I haven't told anybody.
I think you need to.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was a crappy way to find out. I mean, it couldn't have been more horrible, but God knows when he was going to tell you. He obviously wasn't telling you.
It's just like 2 years, you know? It's like 2 years with this guy. He threw away two years.
What an idiot.
All right. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't want to keep you any longer, and you need to talk to other people, you know, other than us, for sure, that can help you get through this.
I know. And thanks, guys. I don't regret, you know, going on the radio. I needed to know. I really didn't imagine it was going to be like this bad.
Please take care and go talk to somebody, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter the love trap.
And Marcy joins us this morning in the love trap. And it sounds like you've already caught your boyfriend in at least one lie at this point. Good morning, Marcy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're okay. So, yeah, tell us what's going on, because from the email, it does sound like, Benny said, you've caught your man in some lies here.
Yes, I have, and I'm not happy about it. So, anyway, we've been together for like 9 months. And he definitely lied to me about something that happened at a bachelor party. You know, one of his best friends is getting married soon. They're having it in his parents' backyard. And they were doing like a small bachelor party with some of his buddies, but then they were planning on, you know, they were going to be at somebody's house first, and then they were planning on going to some big brewery or something where there's, you know, like a big patio with outdoor seating, and they were going to do drinking there, you know?
Okay.
And I guess, you know, like originally they wanted to go to Vegas, but of course that got canceled with the whole COVID stuff, you know, so this was like what they came up with. I didn't have any issue with the bachelor party until it was like 2.5 weeks later. I ran into the wife of one of the guys in the wedding party, and she's, you know, a really sweet girl. But she asked me, she's like, what happened between you and Richard? And I was like, nothing. Why? And she seemed really surprised, and she said, you know, I don't want to get involved, but the second part of the bachelor party was co-ed, and these girls met up with the guys, and Richard was definitely hanging out with a different girl the whole time.
Oh, and you never knew that the second half of the bachelor party was going.
No, I had no idea. And so apparently, you know, all the girls are talking to each other. They thought something happened with me and him, you know.
And these are the girlfriends or wives of the other guys that are part of the wedding?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Except for, I don't know who that girl is that he was hanging out with, though.
Did you ask?
Of course I asked. This is what I saw him later that day. He said that the reason he didn't tell me about the co-ed part was he found out about it much later, and he didn't think I'd want to come because all the other, everybody's pretty much coupled up, have either married or in long-time relationships. And since he and I have only been going out like 9 months, he thought I hadn't met, you know, he said, oh, you haven't met a lot of them. And, you know, he didn't think I would have any fun or something.
Yeah, that's a perfect time to meet them. It would be a great time for you to get introduced.
Well, and I love how he made the decision for you. I knew you wouldn't want to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine? And by the way, I've met just about all of his friends anyway. I mean, you know, we haven't been together, like, we're not married, we're not engaged, but we've been together for 9 months, you know? And so then I ask about, so who's this girl you were hanging out with? And he said that she was just from some other table, he didn't even know her, and that she was just some drunk girl going from table to table. And I don't know, like, I just, this is just not sitting well with me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, he started out with a lie, so nothing you tell him at this point are you going to believe.
Exactly. Thank you.
So where do we stand now?
Well, that's why I need your help. I want to, you know, I like this feeling, like I know he's been lying, but I don't know what the real deal is with this other girl or whatever. Like, I just need to, like, do I need to cut this guy out or what's, you know, what's going on?
Have you heard if this girl's been around since that bachelor party?
No. He said he didn't know. He said he was just some, she was just some strange stranger from another table who was drunk and like walking around talking to everybody.
Well, here's what we'll do, Marcy. We'll put you on hold for a couple of minutes. We'll come back. We'll make the call to your boyfriend, Richard, and offer him some flowers and see who he decides to send them to, okay?
Thank you.
The Love Trap is on Big Bay Mornings. We just talked with Marcy. So she already knows that her boyfriend, Richard, was flirting with another woman at a party that he did not invite his girlfriend, Marcy, to. He also lied about it. So, of course, what we're going to do right now is make the call to Richard, offer him some flowers, and go from there.
Hello.
Good morning. Can I please speak with Richard?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Richard. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Kick to the Herb, and we are a brand-new flower and plant shop here in Concord. How's your morning going?
It's going good. How's your morning?
Awesome. It's going good, man. I'm calling because I do have some exciting news for you. As I said, we are a new flower and plant shop. And right now we're running a grand opening promotion where basically we're choosing local residents each and every week to give free flowers to. When I say free, Richard, I mean completely free. That includes the flowers, service, and delivery fee. And these are flowers that you can choose to have sent to you, or we can send them to somebody else on your behalf. The choice is yours.
How did you get my number? Was it just random calling people or what?
Yeah, we have a local database, so they have to be a resident here in Concord. And yeah, all I have is your name and phone number in front of me. I don't have any other personal information on you. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I do like the flower shop name, so that's cool. And
Kick to the Herb. We like it too. It's catchy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, so you're going to give me flowers or discount or?
So they're 100% free this time around. Of course, Richard, we'd love to see you pop in our store. We are open right now, even during the pandemic. Today, a bouquet of flowers completely free. We can send them to you or to somebody else.
Well, I mean, I guess it would be like weird to get myself flowers, but I think Christine would love some probably. So yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say the name was?
Christine.
Okay, so we're going to send these flowers to Christine.
Yeah, do you have, like, just, like, pink ones? Like, ones that are pink, or, like, could you make them all pink?
Yeah, we could definitely do pink flowers. How about some pink roses? Would that work?
Yeah, if you got pink roses, yeah, because she's totally obsessed with the color pink, so that would be, I think that would be a good move.
No problem. We will get some pink roses going out to Christine. I'll get her address here in a second. I can attach a little card with the flowers so Christine knows they're coming from you. Did you want to personalize something or just keep it generic?
Yeah. How about like, hope these put a smile on your face, Pinky.
That's cute. Is that her nickname? Pinky? Pinky loves pink?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, what I call her, so. Okay. Jesus, you know.
But Pinky is Christine, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Marcy.
Excuse me?
Hey, you're on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. You're on what is called the Love Trap. It's where we try to catch Bay Area cheaters. Marcy hit us up because she's already caught you in one lie at this bachelor party. And she was, feeling like something else might be up. Man, it sounds like it is. Marcy, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Hey, Richard. How you doing there?
Richie, who's Pinky?
Yeah, who's Pinky? Who's Pinky? You have a nickname
for her? No, baby, that's what I call my sister, okay? That's my sister's nickname.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Please, please, do not even try to f*** me right now, okay? You are caught in the act, okay?
Well, dude, I just asked you, too, a few minutes ago, is Pinky Christine? And you said yes, so is Christine your sister's name?
No, exactly. It is not his sister's name. Exactly. His sister's name is Jennifer.
Richard, what happened at the bachelor party with Christine, a.k.a. Pinky?
What is this? What are you doing?
He told you that already. We explained it.
Just tell the truth. Would you please just tell the truth, please?
The truth is, I knew this girl before the party, okay? And I'm not.
You told me you didn't know. You told me she was some... What?
I'm not sleeping with her, I promise.
Nobody asked you that yet.
You say she was a drunk girl. Why did you say she was just some drunk girl walking around, talking to everybody, a stranger? Now you knew her?
I met her before. I didn't know her, okay? I'd met her.
I'd met her before, right?
But then we just ended up hanging out then, but we haven't. It's just like you can get flowers for somebody. Why is it okay to get flowers for somebody that's in the hospital? What if she's
You're
in the hospital?
Idiot.
What if I'm getting her flowers because she's in the hospital?
Yeah, what if you are? Is that what's going on? Is she in the hospital? Are you getting her flowers in the hospital?
Richard, the next question would have been, what address are we sending them to? And you would have answered, because you know her address, so you know her fairly intimately.
I mean, we've hung out before just at the party, and...
How come I don't know her? I know all your friends.
You haven't been around long enough to even know this girl, so...
Oh, I haven't been around long enough. You know what? I'm not going to be around any longer because you're a f***ing liar. So there you go. How's that?
Whatever.